VOA News. Israel evacuated 422 volunteer white helmet rescuers and their families from the Syrian war zone Saturday night. They were taken to Jordan in a convoy of buses, accompanied by Israeli police and United Nations vehicles. The Israeli Defense Force said the rescue workers were evacuated from the war zone in southern Syria because of an immediate threat to their lives. The IDF said the evacuation took place at the request of the United States, Canada, and European countries. The Syrian Civil Defense, or White Helmets as they're known, was founded in 2013 as a network of first responders to rescue wounded people hurt in airstrikes and other attacks during Syria's seven-year conflict. Jordan said it had authorized the rescue mission and said the rescuers would be resettled in Britain, Germany, and Canada within months. A powerful bomb exploded near Kabul's international airport Sunday, killing at least 16 people and wounding 60 others. The suicide bomber attacked just minutes after First Vice President Abdul Rahid Dostum returned home from a year-long exile. The Islamic State, through its Amaq news agency, claimed responsibility for the bombing. It said the attack targeted the crowd welcoming Dostum. Dostum himself was not hurt. Both local and international rights defenders accused Dostum of war crimes against members of the Taliban after a U.S.-led military invasion of Afghanistan ousted the Islamist group from power in Kabul. And police in Pakistan say a suicide bombing in the country's northwest has killed the driver of an election candidate and wounded the candidate himself and three other people. This is VOA News. Afghanistan hosted a new round of talks with Pakistan Sunday in an effort to build confidence and work together to bring an end to the Afghan conflict. The meeting took place in Kabul. The agreement the two sides are working to reach is being called the Afghanistan-Pakistan Action Plan for Peace and Solidarity. The process seeks increased military cooperation and intelligence sharing to jointly fight regional terrorism and promote Afghan peace and reconciliation efforts. Both Republican and Democratic members of Congress are criticizing President Trump's claim in a tweet on Sunday that newly released documents relating to the wiretapping of his one-time campaign advisor Carter Page, quote, confirm with little doubt that intelligence agencies misled the courts and approved the warrant. Scientists in Australia seem to have made a breakthrough in detecting melanoma in its early stages. Currently, skin examinations and biopsies are the most effective ways to detect melanoma, but a blood test developed by university researchers in Western Australia could help increase a patient's chances of survival. China's President Xi Jinping is on day two of a four-nation visit to Africa. He visited Senegal on Saturday and signed trade deals with the country, whose economy is growing rapidly. China has been making investments, loans, and deals with African nations to help expand and improve infrastructure and gain access to materials and markets important to the Chinese economy. China has already made major trade ties to the continent. Xi will also visit Rwanda, Mauritius, and South Africa. In South Africa, he will meet with officials from the other so-called BRICS nations, Brazil, Russia, India, and South Africa. And the United States is expressing deep concern about the direction of the peace process in South Sudan. It says President Salva Kiir and opposition leader Riek Machar, quote, have not demonstrated the leadership required to bring genuine peace and accountable governance to the nation. South Sudan gained independence from neighboring Sudan in 2011, but in late 2013, the country erupted into violence over a power struggle between Kiir and his former deputy Machar. Several ceasefires have been violated. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.